The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
Jamie McMahon, as we said, had a great win last week against Leopold down at Leopold. And he joins us now for HMC Flooring. Macca, welcome again to K-Rock Football. As we were just saying then, a great win last week against Leopold, a nail biter. You're on the right side of the on the ledger, and set you up well for the next few games for the season.
Yeah, it was a cracking game of footy. It's probably the best game for the year that we've been involved in. It was a goal-for-goal event all the way to the end. So, be 5 points up when the siren finally went was nice. A very long quarter to finish the game. But, it was a great win for us. We hadn't beaten Leopold out there since 2015, I was told after the game. So, as we know, they're hard to beat there and they're in great form. So, it was a really pleasing victory for us.
And probably shoring up your top three and keep it going now. Matt McMahon not playing today. I think a wedding. Is that right?
Yeah, he's got a family. Family wedding in, I think, South Australia somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Probably doing the world of good. He was a bit banged up last week. And, having a week off is timely for him, we think. So we weren't too disappointed with him missing today. Would obviously love to have him, but in saying that, a rest will do him the world of good, hopefully, for the last four games.
Because he wouldn't have a week off by himself, would he, really? Normally?
No, never. I did try to talk him out of playing last week, but obviously there's a lot at stake for us and he was always going to play. So, credit to him for always putting his hand up, and that's why he's the player he is.
Yeah. Kirsch?
Danny, I watched the vision of the game last week, and I thought your pressure game was really good on the weekend. I thought your tackle pressure was fantastic. I think he's had 80-something tackles, and we know what the stats are like. Yeah. Sometimes they're not always accurate, but I'm pretty sure watching that game, they were fairly accurate. You would have been pretty happy with their pressure.
Yeah, pressure was a focus for us going into the game, and we know Leopold are really good at that as well. The week before, they'd had 80 tackles as well, playing these guys west that I got to go and have a look at that game, and their pressure was probably the thing that won it for them in the end. So we knew we had to match that, and tackling's been a strong part of our game for a while now, and we'd like to think today we'll keep it up there and go and get another 80 tackles with a bit of luck.
Yep, and just for those listening at home, might be keeping an eye out on the live feed today. Who's some of the younger players to keep an eye out for today? I see obviously there's a few changes and a few different names in there from last time we played you. There's boys like Uriah Hollard, who I know a little bit about, and he's got some goal kicking class about him, and been playing GWG Giants reserves the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's played the last two games in the VFL, and he was player's player last week with 8 tackles for them. So we'd like to think he brings some of that forward pressure. He's a goal kicker. We've brought Dylan Hall back into our side as well, who's played 4 games for us this year as a first-year player coming through our Colts. We've got Tom Panuccio playing our second game for us.
Yes, we're very keen to watch Tom.
Everyone
back
will
up.
Be excited yes. to see him have a go at it again. So, yeah, Tom's only a first-year player out of the, obviously, NAB comp from last year.
Yep.
Played 12 games for the Cats, and this will be his second for us. He'll be an exciting player to watch. And, Charlie Byrne, been playing some great footy. He's also a first-year player from NAB League the year before, and we got Rhys Devlin playing his third game for us. So Rhys is another one that's up from our Colts. Blake Reed also first year player, and Gennaro Bove also first year player. So lots of kids running around out there today, which is probably the exciting thing for our club. And I think we've got about 7 19-year-olds in our side today, which is says a bit about the talent of those youngsters, and we're really hopeful they can hold up.
It certainly does.
For HMC Flooring, we are speaking to Newtown coach Damien McMahon. Here's Heath Jamieson on K-Rock Football.
Yeah, Damien, good to see you, mate. Firstly, you spoke about Leopold and always a combative game out there. The deck out here looks a little bit heavy. How do you get the boys fresh for a game like today after 80-odd tackles, fair bit of pressure from Leopold? Did you freshen them up during the week or...?
Yeah, we did. It was our most physical game for the season. Conditions were similar today, only it wasn't quite as windy. But still, it was a heavy deck out there at Leopold. And the combative nature of the game meant that we had Tuesday indoor session. We went and done a gym session, done some spins, some Pilates, and some stretching. Our ground was quite wet and heavy as well. So we've actually got... This is one of 3 home games in a row here on our home deck. And we're mindful of, slogging around in the mud for the next month on it is going to take a bit of zap out of our legs. So, yeah, we'll try and fresh him up as best we can. But, yeah, it was a great opportunity to just get him inside. It was a pretty horrendous night on Tuesday night as well. Yeah. Very cold and wet and a lot of mud on our oval. So, yeah, we're hopeful that that benefits him. You know, always mindful when you take him off the track and do something different. That can work, you know, in mysterious ways sometimes and not always in the right way. But it was well received from our playing group because it was a pretty sore group after the Leopold game.
Yeah, beauty. And also, mate, the midfield. So high possession getters each week, sharing it around. McMahon out today. Who replaces him? I think he had 35 last week. Who's going to put their head over the ball the way he does?
No one.
He won't replace him, but who's going to fill his void?
Yeah, well, good question. We've been running a lot of players through our mids this year. We've had Ned Harris playing regularly for us, which we weren't expecting. Mitch Diamond's been in there, but Matt Bogues played primarily as a forward for a long period of time. He's been going to our mids in the second half. He's a big, strong ball winner that will go and spend a bit more time in there today in Matt's absence. And then, yeah, the player that we've brought in, Dylan Hall, he's also an inside mid that, for a young 19-year-old, doesn't mind putting his head over it and running through the line of the ball. So we're blessed at the moment with the amount of mids we've got. And then with a couple of blokes that are playing outside that easily could come in. You know, a Gennaro Bove has played a lot of football as an inside mid that is playing as a small forward at the moment at Werribee's wish. But later in the game, he might be a player that, you know, if we need a bit more grunt, could go in there and have a go. And Tom Panuccio, one of the things that he done last week is play some inside mid. So, yeah, we've probably got 7 to 10 players that can play through there, and we'll keep moving them through there to try and keep them fresh and keep working at that connection piece.
Which is probably what you need coming finals time. You might get an injury here or there, or, you know, playing on a bigger ground. We'll ask you about St Albans for the grand final. Obviously, you've got to make it first, but the finals makeup from an ovals perspective, from your perspective?
Yeah, look, for us, I don't really mind. At the end of the day, you'll play wherever you get asked to play. And, you know, St Albans is a great oval. It's the biggest oval in the competition, and it's generally in really good condition. There's a good reason why, obviously, GDFL play their finals there. So, yeah, look, it's only one game that will be played there. Obviously, a couple at West Oval, and you'd like to think that the weather holds up before the finals and it's better than what it is now, which traditionally it is. And obviously, North Shore, their ground's, you know, is good a ground in the competition at the moment without a cricket pitch on it, one of the few in the Geelong region. So, yeah, look, I think the grounds that they've selected are good grounds from a playing perspective. Yeah, I'm sure the players and supporters would still like to be going to Cadinia Park, but we understand why that's not happening. And, you know, at the end of the day, we'll play anytime, anywhere, and we'll support AFL Bowen's decision to play on the grounds they've selected.
You're going to find out about your team in the next 5 weeks. You've obviously got St Albans and North Shore, but then St Mary's and Colac the last two games. So it's like an extra couple of weeks of finals, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look, I think every game at the moment is a tough one at this time of year. You know, these guys that we're playing are, you know, going to be, you know, playing their best football, I'd imagine, against us, because I know they need the win today to keep themselves in contention. You know, St Albans obviously have been up against it, but North Shore, you know, have had some really good games of recent time and giving everyone a bit of a shake. You're not going to get an easy game off them. And then, you know, the last two games being St Mary's and Colac are both away. So, you know, three games at home followed by two tough assignments going to both St Mary's and Colac. We've had, you know, great tussles with both those teams early on the season. Obviously, went down to the last kick in the St Mary's game here, and the Colac game, you know, stormed home and were very close to knocking them off as well. There was only a few points in that game as well. So, look, we know to be the best team in the comp, we're going to have to beat those teams to be that, and that's what we're trying to do at the moment. And, you know, it's a good segue into the finals.
I know you might not have thought about this too much, Damo, or you probably might have, but obviously there's two winnable games there, and then you play St Mary's Colac. That will probably be the top three done and dusted by then, but I would suggest St Mary's, Colac, Newtown, whatever order it might be. Do you go into any of those games different? Do you show your hand with a few things, or do you might look at it and go, hang on a second, we might we're going to play one of these sides in the first round of the finals. Do you just pull back a little bit on some of your, you know, because we know how flexible you guys are. Do you maybe just hold something back in those first?
Unlikely. Yeah. I'm all for consistency of performance and effort. And if players are playing well and, you know, they're doing what we want them to do, I just look at it as another opportunity to practice good habits and good behaviours going into the finals. So, yeah, it'd be unlikely we'd do anything different. You know, there might be a player that, you know, might be touch and go. You might err on the side of caution if you knew you're in that top three position. Obviously, we've still got to lock that in. But if it was locked in at that stage, that's something you might consider. But as for how we play and go about business, no, I don't think we'd be changing anything. We'd be just keeping on going at working at the things we are
Absolutely.
Working at.
Yep.
Might rest McMahon for that St Mary's game? Or
Well, we could try to, but there was no chance that would happen.
Good luck at that happening. Yeah.
You'd have to cut his leg off. And even then, he'd have a go at trying. So, yeah. Anyway,
Someone else's leg.
That's right.
You might need a little Matt Kershaw throw up there in the box today.
Yeah, Macca. It's a bit chilly,
bit high. You're nice and high up there.
Yeah, it's a fresh day. I've had two junior games of football. It started at Hurst Reserve at 8:15 for me this morning with an under-9s game, and that was pretty icy, and it didn't get any warmer by the 10:30 game to come around. So I'm tipping it's going to get colder as the day goes on. The wind's going to pick up, and you know, I'd imagine by the time this game's over, it's blowing a gale at one end.
All right, good luck. We wish you the best today, and we'll talk to you after the game. Good
All
luck
right, thanks,
today.
Guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks,
Dave. The coach of the Newtown and Chill Football Club, and our pre-match interviews. Thanks to HMC Flooring this afternoon, 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong. Fiercely independent means they buy better, and you save. West Vine Street, the Shannon Avenue end of Newtown for HMC Flooring.
The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.